Blog Talk Radio.
Celebrated my own mother's
homegoing on yesterday. And so I tell you, it's really been a full week for me, but we know God is able and God is good all the time, and all the time God is good. And so we have a couple of numbers that's designated that you can call in if this program has been a blessing to you in your daily walk with God. Then we would love to hear from you. You are welcome to call into the station with any comments, anything that you would like to offer, anything that you would like to make us aware of that could maybe enlighten the program further. If you just want to call and say you're enjoying the program, that would definitely be a blessing. We would really be encouraged to hear from you. And so those two numbers that are free for you to call in, the first number is 646-230-74. 646-230-74. The next number is 877-598-8654. 877-598-8654. And you are welcome to call in to the show. All right, without any further ado, I would like for you that will, out there in our digital listening audience, would bow your head with me as we go into prayer on this evening. Father God, we come with grateful hearts of your sovereignty and your love unmeasured. We thank you, O gracious Heavenly Father, for enabling us together in unity once again around this spectrum, coming together as pilgrims through this barren land. We're asking you to anoint these lips of clay on tonight, God, to bring a rhema word to those that may or may not know you in the pardons of their sins. Grace me, your servant, Lord, with words of encouragement, words of wisdom. Hallelujah. To those that are hurting deep within their souls. And Lord, we would be so mindful to give your name the glory, honor, and praise. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. And we will all say, amen and amen. All right, and as I first stated, I hope that you've had a blast on today. I know some of you have just went your various destinations and had a full itinerary on today. Your sons and daughters and loved ones have carried you here and there and everywhere. And I just hope and pray that you had a day that you will never forget. And I'll tell you, I didn't do anything special on today. I just had a quiet meal. Jesus, me, myself, and I, and my granddaughter, we had a just delightful dinner on today, and I was the chef, and I tell you, it was just beautiful, and I gave grace, and I thank God for enabling me to partake of the beautiful dinner that he enabled and blessed me to prepare on today. And so, my tonight theme entitled The Denied and Rejected Mother. And we will be taking our scripture reading, and I'm not going to get in any hurry. I'm just going to take my time and minister the word of God to you on tonight. So I just, like I said before, I just want you to get a comfortable seat, get your cushion seat, and get you some pillows and place behind your posture, and so you can just sit and help to enjoy the divine word of proof as God has given unto me. And so, as I first stated, our tonight's sermon entitled The Denied and Rejected Mother. And we will read from the law of Isaiah 53:3. And it reads like this. He is despised and rejected of men, a man of sorrow and acquainted with grief. And we hid as if were our faces from him. He was despised, and we esteemed him not. On this Mother Day celebration, we find that all isn't well in all homes around America on today. And I just want to share with you a little bit that a reading that God had given unto me, and just kind of give you a heads up on what I'm talking about on tonight. And I'm going to just read a little bit of my notes. And it says that the children is none like when I or you was coming along. And as we grew up, you know, in May, we knew that Mother's Day was in the month of May. And your child saved his or her money to pick up a postcard for you on Mother's Day. And even though you might have some children that wasn't old enough to work, wasn't old enough to get a job and be employed, but you gave them allowances. You gave them weekly allowances for you know, what they've done. If they did made good grades on the report card, you know, you gave them a reward. And if they did their chores as you have asked, then you gave them a reward. And so they saved their money and went out to buy you the prettiest card that they could find. And so we find out that on Mother's Day, usually all the mothers would go to church. And after the church service was over, then you and I, or our moms, was wined and dined on her special day and her special event. Although it wasn't anything promised, and we wasn't looking really for anything, but we knew that we were due something for our labor. And it's just like unto Jesus, that Jesus doesn't work us like a workhorse or a slave driver. He rewards us for a job well done. He doesn't work us without rewarding us in due process. But, you know, I'm reminded that the young folks in our today's society, heart is so cold, calculative, and they are hard-hearted, mischievous, and they hold deep hatred within their spirit and in their hearts and their souls. But, you know, you that are out there and are listening, digital audience, I don't really feel intimidated, because, you know, those are the words of God that he spake back then in the Bible times. And those times are right here and right now. God's words declare that there would be a time when mothers would be against daughters and fathers against sons. And we are living in those times at this present moment in time. Amen. I know I can speak of myself, and I'll just kind of shine the light on myself momentarily. God has enabled me to raise 4 adult children, 3 sons and 1 daughter, and the daughter is the oldest. And my kids really didn't want for anything. God enabled me to make sure that they had the best of the best. They attended private schools, and I rode them around in the best automobiles. We went shopping in some of the high-class department stores, and they wore some of the best apparel to school or to church or to play. But I come to tell you, those of you out there in our listening audience, there is such things as spatteroid, spoil a child. And that's exactly what we as parents in today's society is guilty of, is giving our children too much, and later we find out it was our biggest mistake. Hallelujah. We could ever have made. And I tell you, because, you know, given unto our children each and every time they open their mouth. It's like, mother, can you buy me this? Can you give me this? I want this and I want that. And we jump like a jackrabbit to get it. But I just want you to know, you that are out there in the listening audience on today, my focus this evening is on the denied and rejected mother. And I'll tell you, it looks like we just can't do enough as parents, as mothers, as grandmothers. We cannot do enough. It's like, hey, we'll climb Mount Everett, so to speak. We'll stand on top of our head, and still it's not enough. They can see you standing on top of your head with the naked eye, and they will stand there and say, oh, I cannot believe she or he is standing on top of their head, when they are looking at it with the naked eye. I'm telling you, these young folks in today's society, God bless their heart. They need a rude awakening. And it's going to take God to stretch his mighty hand down from heaven to earth to wake up and shake up our young folks in this 21st century. Because, you know, they really don't care about anything. They live life on the edge. They don't care about dying. Dying is just like sleeping to some of them. And I'll tell you, we're going to have to pray for our sons and daughters that God will spare their lives, that God will clean their heart and create in them a clean heart versus the malice and the hatred that's rooted inside of them. You know, some of them hang around their friends day in and day out, and they're encouraged, you know, to treat us indifferent. Those of our kids that have jobs in various positions, they have their friends that will tell them, you know, you don't have to give your mother anything, on even though, you know, they're living really above their means. But they'll tell them, you don't have to give your mother anything on the mortgage. You don't have to give her anything on the rent. You know, you don't owe her anything. You didn't ask to come into the world. And we have to hear all those kind of statements being made at us and against us. But I just want to just inject into your spirit on tonight that in the discourse with the disciples, Jesus delivered their marching orders. The disciples were to model their ministry after Jesus. They were to liberate people suffering from demon possessed and heal those afflicted in body and mind. They were to preach the imminence of the kingdom of God. He advises them that they were not to carry rational money, clothing, or extra shoes, walking sticks, or beggars, bags. They were to go unencumbered by the provision that a prudent traveler would carry. This was a faith journey God would provide. And Jesus admonished them not to undertake the task unaware of the nature of the world they would face. He warned them that they could expect opposition and prosecution, even from their own families. And I want you to know, mothers, you that are out there listening on tonight, this is what we're facing. This is what we're encountering, is opposition and prosecution from our very own children, whom we have carried 9 months inside of our wombs, from our own families, because he sent them out with a message that offended many, hallelujah, Jews and their religion functionaries. Jesus did not want his disciples to harbor illusions that their task would be easy or that they would be welcomed by those on whom they were sent because they were associated with him. And so we'll take this passage in Matthew 10. It says that this is merely a pep talk. But Jesus was preparing them to drink from the same cup from which he would drink. He wanted them to make sure that they were firmly prepared to endure the hardship they would surely suffer. In our time, people seldom prosecute us because of our belief, hallelujah, or the contents of our preaching. We may suffer from discrimination and injustice because of our race or national origin, but rarely because we are practicing our faith. We have to ask, why not? Are we enjoying what, hallelujah, the Dietrich called the cheap grace, or the grace without sacrifice? In a world that appeared to have lost its moral anchor, one wonders whether the truth faithfully announced and a ministry guided by a concern for the sick, needy, and downtrodden might not, in fact, be an invitation to suffering and prosecution. Are we announcing the truth faithfully? Are our ministry guided by Christ-like motives? Is it a thought to ponder and a challenge to be addressed? And with that in mind, we come to the conclusion that our children is our greatest asset that God has given unto us. And yet, they have forgotten all about the mother of today. They feel like we are old-fashioned and old-folky. And what we're talking about don't really measure up into their point of view. are into the today's society in which they live. They feel like that they're not really bothered about going out and getting you a gift. They feel like they don't owe you and I anything. As I first stated earlier, I would like to use myself as an example. And I have a son. He's the baby. He'll be 22 years old in a few days. Well, probably another week or so, about the 28th of this month. And so, you know, I'm a baby myself. I am a baby daughter. And so, you know, being the baby, I think a lot of times we kind of get a little more than others sometimes. But, you know, you as a mother, you try not to make a difference between your children. But, you know, there's some that love you harder than others. And so I know that this baby boy would always give me a gift. Somehow, some way, even when he wasn't working, he would, you know, ask me to lend him currency so he would be able to go out and get me a gift when Mother Day come around. And so I am reminded on last evening, he told me that he wasn't going to be able to buy me a gift because he had his cell phone bill that he had to pay. And so, mind you, I was a bit puzzled and I was a bit disturbed because I know that wasn't like him to deny me a gift. And, you know, it's like, if we don't get anything all year, surely we can look to receive something on Mother's Day. And it just rolls around one day out of the year. Although we are mothers, 365, sometimes 366 days out of a year. We have various positions because first we are a mother, then we are a wife, then we are aunt, we are grandmother, we are a physician, we are a counselor, we are a psychiatrist, we are instructors, we are facilitators. And we are a lot of things. I mean, we cover a lot of dimension in motherhood. We cover a lot of territory. And so we just don't stop at the title mother. And even though these various positions challenge us to go to universities and get a master degree, PhD degree, in order to hold various positions. But we don't get paid for all the positions that we're holding. We don't get paid at all. And yet, when Mother Day roll around, we are denied the gift that we are so eagerly, you know, this is what we're entitled to. This is just the least that we can ask for. Is a card, a call, a letter. You know, if you have a gift, that would be wonderful. If you have some currency, that would be marvelous. Because, you know, mothers, we really enjoy spending money and going and buy us something that we saw in the window. last week, or that you've seen in the newspaper ad, you know, or you've seen online. So we know that, you know, if we get country, then that's all the better. We can go and select what we so desire to buy for ourselves. But like I said, we've been denied and rejected. You have been denied and rejected by your son or daughter because they feel like we don't deserve anything. And so like I foreshadowed, so my son told me that his cell phone was more important than getting me a gift. And so he owed me $10. And then he asked me, could he give me the $10 or he could go and buy me a gift with my own self $10 now. It wasn't his money, but it was my money that I had lent to him earlier in the month. So my response to him was, no, thank you. If $10 is all that you have, then that's okay. Because one thing about it, I'm going to still be mother after today, after tomorrow, 365 more days later, I'm going to still be mother, the one that brought you in the world. You out there in our listening audience are going to continue to be mother, grandmother, aunt. You're still mother. If you are caring for someone, even if you don't have biological kids, you are a mother just the same. If you have brought someone into your home out of the cold, if you have closed the nakedness, if you have fed the hungriness, if you have kissed and hugged someone, then you are a mother just the same. And so what I am saying to you that are out there in our listening audience on tonight, that we have been denied and rejected by our own children. But I can salute to you tonight that one thing that I know that we can do, and that is pray. Because we found out that prayer changes things. Prayer changes situations. And we know that if we pray in sincerity to God, we know that God will hear our humble cry. So like I first stated, I told my son that was okay, and I went on my merry way. Although my heart was really hurting, I didn't let that show. The Lord alerted me to go on, and the Lord told me, and I wanted to share this with you on this evening, that our children really, I'm going to turn this volume down a little bit. Our children really cannot actually afford us because the Bible says that we are priceless. We are worth more than rubies and diamonds. So our kids really could not give us what we was really worth, what we was entitled to. But if you have, I come to alert you and alarm your heart on tonight. If you have a wayward son, a wayward daughter, this takes my mind back to the song that Pastor Caesar sung back in the day. It says, I'm a stranger, please don't drive my mother away. And you know, she had spend all of her money washing floors and working for the rich folks to make sure that her son had an education. and he became a prominent doctor. And yet she had another son that was always in trouble and said he was no good. But you know, sometimes I find out, saints of God, and you that are out there in our listening audience, that the one that we have the most trouble out of is the one that will come to the rescue. God will make sure that he will bring that wayward son or wayward daughter in right on time, at the right time, appointed time, on God's time watch. So I would say to you on tonight, you that have a son or daughter that has denied you and rejected you on today, in the anniversary of our day, which is Mother Day celebration, I would advise you to pray for that son or daughter, that God will clean their heart and make their heart anew and be loving sons and daughters to their parents, and that's us, to their mothers. I'm talking just to the mothers. I'm not talking to the fathers. I'm just talking to the mothers today. This is Mother's Day special, so I'm talking to the mothers on today. And I tell you that God told me, said, you just forget about your son not giving you anything, said, and you keep on moving. Don't worry about a thing. And, you know, I told the Lord, I said, Lord, you know, I said, I can look around me. And I'm telling you that are out there in our listening audience on tonight, all you need to do is just take inventory. And if your son and daughter don't give you anything, I want you to look around your surroundings. Look around your home. Look around the outside of your lawn. Look down the street of where you live. Look at your neighborhood. God has blessed you to live in a nice neighborhood, well-to-do neighborhood. The crime is low crime neighborhood. And God has blessed you to have clothes of every sort and kind and color. God has enabled you to have an automobile to ride around in. God has blessed you to be able to go into your bedroom sector and lay down in your big old giant king size or queen size bed. God has blessed you that you can go to the bank and draw you out some money if you want to. And you can get in your automobile and just drive down the road. Turn around and come back. These are, hallelujah, then I can't get my word out. It looks like my tongue is tied on tonight. But these are the incentives that God has given unto you and I, that we don't have to ask anybody for anything, because we put all our trust in Jesus. And when we put our trust in Jesus, then Jesus is going to make everything all right. And I just want to encourage your heart on tonight. Don't be despair. Don't be brokenhearted. But I want you to look up tonight. I want you to look to Jesus, because Jesus is the commander-in-chief of our son and our daughter. And even though my son told me that he wasn't going to give me anything on today, I obeyed the Spirit of God, and I went on reading the Word of God, praising God anyway for what I already had, in spite of him telling me he wasn't going to give me anything. But I want you to know, you that are out there in our listening digital audience on tonight, that as of probably about an hour and a half ago, that son that told me he wasn't going to give me anything, he come in to my office and gave me a card inside an envelope, sealed up, asked me to read the outside of it, and I read it. Then he told me to open it up, and I opened the envelope up, and it was a beautiful card. And mind you, he just got the card today. And you know that the stores have been ransacked. You know they have went through all of the Mother's Day cards and probably the shelves are empty right about now. But I'm here to tell you that when you're a child of God, God will hide your guilt from others. He will put a blinded eye on others so they can't see that card that God got designated just for you, for your son and your daughter to go in and pick up exclusively for you from their mother. God is that kind of God. That's the kind of God that we serve. And I'm here to tell you on tonight that after I open up the sealed envelope and then I went on to open up the card itself, there lied me money inside of the card. That you can't tell me that I don't serve a gracious God, that you don't serve a gracious God, that you don't serve a God that called all the shots. God is the commanding chief. He will make that wayward son or daughter act right when they want to act up and act out. God will make them act right. God will show up and show out in our defense because God loves us. God knows that we are serving him wholeheartedly. God knows that we will spend every waking hour on our knees, if need be, for our sons and our daughters. And we have some that's out there that own drugs, that's bound by drugs, that's bound by alcohol, that's running the streets, that's out there prostituting, that's a destitute. We have some that are out there in the prison walls. And I have you to know that God will straighten up that son or daughter that you felt like that you couldn't get any act right out of. God will show up and God will show out. And God will let them know, hallelujah, that he is the runner. He is running things. God, when God said move, that's what he means. When God tell you to do something, you better act accordingly. And you better not take your time and drag your feet. But you better do as the commander-in-chief has advised and instructed your son or daughter to do. Or else they will reap the repercussion behind disobedience. I'm here to encourage your heart, mothers, the denied and rejected mother, on tonight. I'm here to let you know that you and I serve a God that can bring that wayward son or daughter into submission. And that's under the authority and power of our omnipotent God and Lord and Savior that has all power in his hand. God holds this whole universe. Mothers, the denied and rejected mother, I am talking to you. God holds this whole universe in the pardon of his gigantic hands. God is calling all the shots. God made your son and your daughter. He created them in his own image. And so when God instructs them to do a certain thing, that's what he means for them to do. And even though our adversary, who is Satan himself, he gets in our sons and our daughters, and he tries to dictate to them to do the things that's not right in the eyesight of God, that's negative, and that's not in the will of God. But all we got to do is call on Jesus, and Jesus will make everything new. God will straighten that son or daughter in the way that he or she should go. So I just want you to be encouraged. I want you to be encouraged on tonight. And I'd just like to put another thought on your mind this evening before we close our show. I would like to share this with you. And we know that in a contemporary world where manufactured substitutes are commonly fostered on the public as the real thing, and where so-called alternative values and behaviors are urged upon us as legitimate ways of independent expressions, what is truly real and valuable becomes increasingly uncertain. We are bombarded from every direction with claims and counterclaims of what matters and why. Yet our children are even more confused because of truth we would offer them seems old-fashioned and inconvenient. It is something wrong because their origins are evil. And some things will always be right because they proceed from what is right. The fruit can be no better than the tree from which it comes. God is the source of all grace and all perfection. God is whatever proceeds from God and fulfills his image of righteousness. All else is chaff, the playthings of a perverse imagination. And we would pray that God grants us the wisdom to know the different. And before closing, I would just like the denied and rejected mother, this is your celebration on today, and I would just like to share a little of the grandma's songs, old songs grandma used to play. And I would like to just share some of those to enlighten your spirit. Even though you've been sad and brokenhearted on today, I come to encourage you that Jesus loved you. Jesus loved you dearly, and I love you as well. And I want you to be blessed, and I want to just salute you on today. And I'd like for you to listen up to a few of your old goodies, the selections that Grandma used to hear. Listen up, if you will.
In the
hope you enjoyed that selection. Here's another one, so I want you to listen up. I want you to be inspired and encourage the denied and rejected mother.
This is one of my mother's favorite songs. I used to hear her sing along and she would say, glory, glory, hallelujah, since I laid my burden down, yeah.
sermon tonight entitled The Denied and Rejected Mother. I hope this be a blessing and an encouragement to your heart on tonight. God is going to bless you for your obedience. You just wait and see. God's got a blessing engraved with your name on it. Till we meet again, bye for now.